We Were, where we revisit the past to understand how the ebb and flow of popular culture shapes the way we are. Only on The Podcaster.
Hi, this is Reema and you're listening to The Way We Were. So, as you know, this week Amitabh Bachchan turned 80 and my social media was flooded with videos of people singing Phir to aisa kare kamal, seedhi kar de sabki chaal, chhora ganga kinare wala. And I saw them dancing in the aisles during a special screening of Dawn. And I guess that these were possibly people who had never seen Dawn on the big screen and didn't perhaps know that cinema in the 70s and the 80s was a very special experience. And it was an Eastman color 70mm or CinemaScope, as the case may be. Cannot bear to miss a scene event. That's what it felt like.
Main aaj bhi pheke hue paise nahi uthata.
And those who haven't watched Dawn, Trishul, Diwar, Kala Patthar or Sholay in a cinema hall will never know what it was like to be in the heart of an electrifying storm called Amitabh Bachchan. But I think he was not just the angry outsider, you know, challenging entrenched power equations in a dockyard worker's blue shirt with Billa number 786. He wasn't just a coal miner in a knotted white shirt, surveying the world with a haunted gaze and bursting in absolutely perfect English to say, "This pain is my destiny." He was more. He was ours in a way that few other actors have been, you know, if you think about it. I'll just give you one example. My mom is as old as Bachchan and she still stops whatever it is that she may be doing. And she watches transfixed whenever I replay bits of Naseeb, Parvarish, Kala Patthar or Trishul for her. Her memory is fading, but she recognizes him always. And always says the same thing. Kitna achha time tha, filme dekhne mein maza nahi aata. And then I can tell you about that friend who's not a Bachchan fan and lost her father and her partner of 20 years last year. And she still watches Suhaag on the loop whenever she's tired of being brave. As for me, I remember how as a young girl, I burst into tears when a next door neighbor passed away. And I heard Zindagi to bewafa hai, ek din tukraegi on the radio. So, really to our generation, cinema meant more than just a paisa vasool evening. And Bachchan was more than just an actor. He was our rage and conflict and angst and sublimation. He was our pride and joy.
Itna khamosh nahi hone dunga. 6 mahine se tumhari bak bak sun raha hu main. बोल बोल के मेरा सर खा गए हो तुम, बोलो, बातें करो मुझसे, बातें करो मुझसे।
And even during that phase, when his films were flopping, as Javed Akhtar once said, he was a volcano about to erupt. I still remember 1971's Parwana, when Bachchan still had that bad haircut, you know. And I remember that scene where he pounds a desk and says, you know, painfully, how he cannot stand it when the woman he loves is touched by another man. And in that instant, I remember we were all thrown into the compelling energy field of this actor, who had till now been miscast in secondary roles, you know. And then in Anand in 1971, he again used seething energy, you know, these monologues to express desperation and grief and anger. When a patient he was treating becomes a friend and dies of a terminal disease, Bhatikaru would say, is a plea and a command that he shouts after Rajesh Khanna's Anand has gasped his last. We knew then, didn't we, that we were on to something and that this man was a contender. And this contender arrived without a doubt in Namak Haram in 1973, where again he grieved angrily and yet stoically for a friend, who incidentally was again Rajesh Khanna. So Dhirendra Roy's 1973 flop Saudagar also gave us a glimpse of the phenomena Amitabh Bachchan was meant to be. And he played Moti, a long-lived, unscrupulous heartbreaker. And this is a man who sells good for a living and is in love with a village beauty, but manipulates a much older widow to marry him. And then he uses her good-making skills to get rich. The film was based on a story called Ras by Narendranath Mitra, and Amitabh Bachchan played Moti with a certain cold-bloodedness, a certain awareness of just how impossible to resist he was. And if you remember, his eyes and his body language were that of a predator. And his selfishness, even in his remorse, was visible to us. You recognized in him people who have charisma, you know, and who know that they have it, and they have no problems, you know, about using that charisma to use others. And with just a pair of unforgettable eyes and a calculated smile, Bachchan won over Nutan and us.
अब मुलाकात हो गई। जब तक बैठने को न कहा जाए, शराफत से खड़े रहो।
But his success was built primarily on the strength of his monologues, I think. And we became aware of his instinctive ability to feel a dialogue with his voice, his body, and his soul. In that scene in Zanjeer, when he kicks a chair in the police station to show Pran. Just who calls the shots? Or when he pulls Jaya Bhaduri in a morgue, packed with dead kids run over by a truck. He never fumbled, you know, and you never saw him stutter or lose a note or a beat or a moment, whether it was that final confrontation with God in Deewar, the poetry in Kabhi Kabhi and Silsila, his conversation with himself before that band-aided mirror in Amar Akbar Anthony, or his outburst in Trishul where he's in an office to make a deal with his Nachayaz Baap and snaps, main yahan 5 lakh ka sala karne aaya hoon aur meri jeb mein ek phooti kaudi bhi nahi hai, and everybody whistled, you know. And my favorite Amitabh Bachchan moment of that era is in Mili, where he plays this crazily drunk Shekhar and tries to scare off a neighbor with this line, "Main ek darne ki cheez hoon." And then you know exactly when Mili falls in love with this messed up, self-destructive man. It is when he crumbles in her lap and says this killer line, "Bahut dino baad daant khai re, maza aa gaya." Virtually every director who worked with Bachchan subsequently allowed him such moments, you know, such eloquence. But he was also his brooding silences, his unspoken love for the shadowy widow in a lamp-lit balcony in Sholay. And he made us slowly and irrevocably fall in love with him. watch him walk down the rain-filled streets of Mumbai in the 1979 film Manzil. There's nothing much to remember about that film except this song. You know, the melody of R.D. Burman's Rimchin Girisavan, and then you see Bachchan flowing with the song, untutored like the rain and so believably in love. And my favorite bit is right at the end, when he's sitting on the bench with Maushami Chatterjee and whispering something in her ear that we wish we could hear. Let's not also forget that much before commercial cinema turned this hungry outsider into a one-man industry, he won a national award for his debut in Saath Hindustani in 1969, incidentally the year I was born in. And he won rave reviews for his role as a mute character in 1971's Reshma or Shera. In every role, big or small, you saw an actor burning to get out of the box. And then destiny turned a struggling, lanky, persistently flopping actor into Amitabh Bachchan, who in 1975 appeared in four different films like Deewar, Kabhi Kabhi, Sholay and Mili, while we watched in wonder and disbelief, not knowing that one day the same Amitabh Bachchan would plug Imami antiseptic cream, that the man who once played a poet in Kabhi Kabhi walked in the mist singing Main Janta Hoon Meri Hamnafas Phir Bhi Kabhi Kabhi Mere Dil Mein Khayal Aata Hai would one day use Sahir's poetry to sell a wall sealant of all things. I wonder at times if Bachchan ever realized what he meant to us. A few years ago, I remember reading a Facebook post about one of his countless fans, Jaitun Chachi. In a more innocent time, Jaitun Chachi held close to her heart a little box, and its treasures included many, many pictures of Amitabh Bachchan. Lambu, she lovingly called him. In her head, perhaps, she associated him with the idea of an India where angry young men didn't stand by when a fellow human being was being lynched or wronged, but stood up to fight for truth and justice. Just the way Bachchan's Vijay had done in so many career-defining films in the 70s. At a time when citizens like Jaitun Chachi are once again being hemmed in by hate and are being told that they are not Indian enough, the booming voice of her favorite actor is silent. Jaitun Chachi survived a riot, but her idea of India perhaps did not. She also perhaps knows in retrospect that on screen, heroism should not be confused with reality. But it is easy to see why she loved Bachchan so much. All of us did. On the shoulders of characters primarily created by Saleem Javed and Kader Khan, Amitabh Bachchan stood tall to become the Lambu the country came to look up to and love unreasonably, selflessly. We believed him when he sang Mere Desh Premio Aapas Mein Prem Karo. Or when as Johnny in Naseeb, he sang Allah Jesus Ram Hai Mere. We loved him as Vijay and as Iqbal in Kooli. He was the dock worker standing up to Hafta Vasooli gangs. He was the impassioned police officer going after the biggest baddie in town in Zanjeer. He was the Chora Ganga Kinare Wala and Anthony Gonzalez. He was India loving, not just him, but falling in love with its own diversity and also straining against its systemic corruption. And that is why all of us, Indians from all faiths, came together to pray as one for his well-being when he was grievously injured in the 80s. Doordarshan ran daily health updates, I remember. And the boy who had come to Bombay clutching a recommendation letter from Indira Gandhi was now in national icon. We rooted for him again when he was down and out, struck by a financial crisis in the 90s. As a rookie journalist in 1995, I remember watching him from a distance. He was standing alone and drawing patterns in the dust with his foot during the rehearsals of the Miss World pageant in Bangalore. And the odds were against him, his company, and there were so many controversies, just swirling around him and the pageant. And I had felt so bad for him. I had wanted to go up to him and tell him, it's okay, it's going to be okay. But I didn't. Well, things have changed since then. His cinema still transports me to the Wonder Years. But I know now that it's incidental that he got to play the angry young man. He was not trying to make a point. It was just riding a wave, perhaps. Maybe he was never really a champion of anyone or anything other than his own ambition. He loves our adulation, but let's not expect him to take an inconvenient ideological stand for us. Today, the only time he fights is when he suspects that the Twitter algorithms are tampering with his number of followers. And he champions anyone who can afford his brand and his unmistakable booming voice that we all love so much. From hair oils to Cadbury's when it was trying to deworm a controversy, he's game for anything, you know, any kind of a brand if it can afford him. And he also raved over the pink effect of newly minted, currency a couple of years back. And also offered an uninformed take on planting more trees in your garden, rather than fighting for the last lung space left in Mumbai. And even endorsed the Prad-free status of UP, if you remember. I was told last year that Bachchan, the son of the man who had penned lines like Mandir Masjid Bhed Karate Mel Karati Madhushala, now doesn't say Shabba Khair in the closing segment of KBC. I really can't vouch for the last bit because I don't watch the show anymore. But when an actor who built his career playing the poster boy of anti-establishment resistance tweets fake news about how bacterial energies during Amavas can be dissipated by clapping, you realize once again that the season of discontent and dissent is truly over. Bachchan is still called a Yug Purush. But I wonder who is it exactly that he represents, because he definitely doesn't represent the people who made him Amitabh Bachchan, our beloved superstar. As an artist, he may well deserve the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, but it's hard to now confuse him for anyone other than who he really is. A really good actor who always obeys the director and never goes against the script. I grew up mesmerized by his cinema. So the disillusion cuts deep that cinematic idol was just that, an idol. Not real. It's a letdown, yes, but thank God for the memories. We still have those to remind us just how beautiful illusions can be. I do wonder sometimes, and I feel bad that there are no angry young rebels in cinema when we truly need them. Maybe we're looking in the wrong places for heroes. Maybe our heroes should be those who are not paid to play a part. The ones who will speak the truth even when it's dangerous and unpopular to do so. Maybe the hero of the hour today is the ordinary citizen who'd rather burst a bubble than live in it. But for the sake of the memories, I'll still say happy birthday, Mr. Bachchan. and may you live long and continue to prosper.
The Way We Were, where we revisit the past to understand how the ebb and flow of popular culture shapes the way we are. Only on The Podcaster.